few subjects raise more debate in Australia than the way we behave when we drink. And the thing that worries people most is the violence that goes with drunkenness. Governments have brought in one-punch laws and changed the drinking hours, but there's no clear evidence to prove that any single approach really works. But what if it's not the booze itself, but something about our culture? Dr. Anne Fox has specialised in the study of drinking cultures in countries around the world for the past 20 years. Now she's been looking at Australia and New Zealand. I asked her first if it was a coincidence that a study sponsored by the brewery Lion would shift focus off alcohol as a driver of violence.
Well, I think the fact that Lion commissioned the report, first of all, was quite brave of them, because the terms and conditions that I set were that they would have absolutely no involvement or influence on the way the research was conducted or the way it was written up, which I'm happy to say that they didn't. And actually, they weren't quite sure what I was going to say. I think the concern from them, and that I actually agreed with, is that there's a huge gap in the knowledge, there's a huge gap in the literature about the social and cultural drivers of drinking.
What are you saying about Australians and alcohol?
Well, Australians, like many other people worldwide, have a very pervasive belief that alcohol can transform your behaviour, that it's a transformative substance, that somehow there's this genie in the bottle that can make you behave a certain way. And we found this even with the youngest children that, you know, we happened across when we were staying with families during the fieldwork.
Is that wrong? I mean, it reduces inhibitions, doesn't it?
Well, your inhibitions are just social rules. They're a part of the cultural script that you learn. And anthropologists for decades now have been finding, through international cross-cultural studies, that the way you behave when you're drunk is mostly the way that your culture teaches you to behave. And you can see across the world that people behave very, very differently, despite being morphologically similar human beings and drinking the same amounts of alcohol.
So how can you say that, though? I mean, what do you compare Australia to? What's a similar culture where they drink as much but behave differently?
Oh, for example, Iceland, they drink far more actually than Australians drink. They have a strong culture of preloading. They have 24-hour bar opening. They even have high rates of gun ownership. But in Iceland, there is almost no recorded violence. It's simply not a violent society, and they have no belief that alcohol causes violence, and therefore you really don't see any violence in Iceland.
Some might say that Iceland was a bad example because it's such a small, hermetically sealed society.
All right, well then most of Southern Europe. I mean, if you, for example, when I was doing some research in Italy, we were in a bar and there were some sort of rival gangs, you know, some quite burly, aggressive men in the bar, and there was tension in the air, and all of a sudden there was scraping of chairs being pulled back and all the men stood up, and we thought, oh my gosh, we should get out of here quickly. And the bartender leaned across the bar and said, ragazzi, ragazzi, and called them all up to the bar and poured them all a shot of whiskey. And we went up to him afterwards and said, why on earth did you do that? And he said, because everyone knows alcohol calms you down. If there's a fight brewing, we give them alcohol. So it really comes down to the cultural perceptions and what you learn from your childhood, the culture that you absorb as to how you behave.
Isn't it possible that we have simply inherited a series of assumptions about alcohol that arrived almost with the first fleet?
They certainly may have, and cultural patterns tend to get stuck. But I think what Australia does have as a sort of a cultural historical hangover is the macho culture. And we see that it's not so much the patterns of drinking or the levels of consumption that determine how people behave, but other features of culture that are magnified through drunkenness. And we did find, and our researchers found when we were doing the field work, that you know there was a kind of a hyper-aggressivity to many Australian males, where fights, you know, were breaking out very easily over nothing because of this sense of pride and honour code and payback.
What do you think about the various approaches, particularly, for instance, the one-punch laws and the creation of zones where there is no drinking after certain hours?
I think there's certainly validity in looking at regulating alcohol. I'm not fully against that. But in a wider sense, I think it's tinkering at the margins if you're not actually addressing the causes of violence. And alcohol, as all of the scientific literature shows, which we've reviewed very extensively in the report, alcohol cannot be considered a cause of violence. If it was, we'd see uniform levels of violence among all drinkers. But what we did find, especially in the nighttime economy and with the one-punch cases and the really serious incidents of violence that we saw, was that these are perpetrated by violent people. And we found again and again in places, especially like Newcastle, where the police superintendent told us they'd increased the bail compliance checks.
Newcastle, Australia, not Newcastle,
yes, Newcastle
in England,
Australia,
which
yes.
also has a very strong alcohol culture.
Yes, it does. But they increased the bail compliance checks from 40 a month to 400 a month. And lo and behold, in other words, the police spent a lot of time making sure that known violent offenders weren't out there violently offending. And lo and behold, the rates of violence were massively reduced.
I've known a number of people in my life who would cruise along while drinking and then could suddenly turn really nasty and even violent. And I think most people have known people like that. So mm-hmm. How does that fit with your idea that alcohol is not the issue?
You find that most of the research, especially the research coming out since about 2010, is finding that it's not so much that alcohol causes aggression as that people who are already aggressive or have other underlying tendencies which predispose them to aggression, such as depression or bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or hyperaggressivity, poor impulse control, these people tend to drink heavily. And so this creates a sort of illusion of correlation that it's the alcohol causing the problem. But look, I mean, if 100,000 people go out drinking in the nighttime economy on a Friday night and one person throws a punch, we call it alcohol-fueled violence. But what about the other 99,999 people who were drinking at the time who managed to stay perfectly controlled?
Dr. Anne Fox, author of Understanding Behaviour in the Australian and New Zealand Nighttime Economies.